Santa Fe police say a crash involving a wrong-way driver on I-25 near the St. Francis Drive exit Wednesday night sent four people, including the errant driver, to the hospital. Law enforcement officials suspect drunken driving in the crash that occurred just before 8 p.m. Police say the driver was a 52-year-old local man whose Dodge Stratus crashed into a truck carrying three people, two men and a woman. All four were taken to the hospital, where one was listed in critical condition and another was in serious condition. The Dodge driver was headed south in the northbound lanes. Five school districts across the country this week found out they were winners of the Federal Education Department's Race to the Top competition for a $10 million grant, but the Santa Fe Public School District, one of 31 finalists, wasn't one of them. SFPS Superintendent Joel Boyd.
You know, I'm a pretty competitive person, and obviously our schools are very much in need of the funding, so in some ways it's a little disappointing not to receive the grant. However, I think as a community we have to take pride in the recognition of being a finalist.
Boyd notes that the comments from the competition's reviewers were very positive for the district's reform plan and its potential positive impacts for students. Governor Susana Martinez on Wednesday announced $122,000 in grants to revitalize some of New Mexico's traditional town centers through the state's Main Street program. The funds are courtesy of Public Service Company of New Mexico. Seven cities, Albuquerque, Boleyn, Clayton, Corrales, Deming, Las Vegas, and Silver City, will be using the money for downtown improvements. Investigators say a small plane that crashed after takeoff from the Los Alamos Airport had just made a sharp turn before it went down early on December 8th. The crash in a canyon near the airport destroyed the plane and killed two people aboard. According to a National Transportation Safety Board preliminary report, a witness stated that the plane appeared out of whirling snow and then made a 180-degree turn. Valley Meat Company in Roswell plans to begin equine slaughter operations on New Year's Day. KOB-TV reports the plant has pending international business contracts to sell enough horse meat that it won't be able to meet demand. The Humane Society has vowed to keep up its fight to prevent the slaughtering of horses. A federal lawsuit claims U.S. Border and Customs officials strip-searched a 54-year-old New Mexico woman at the El Paso border crossing, then took her to a hospital for illegal body cavity probes. The American Civil Liberties Union says no drugs were found on the woman, but she was charged $5,000 by the hospital. A Customs and Border Protection spokesman declined to comment. A flamenco studio in downtown Albuquerque has been destroyed in a fire, and authorities say the cause of the blaze is under investigation. Fire crews responded to the scene just before 4:30 p.m. Wednesday at the National Institute of Flamenco building. No injuries were reported. Santa Fe weather, mostly sunny today, the high near 48. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a 20% chance of snow showers, a high of 43. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR First News.